Webb, our landmark, 3 yards outside the number. Good.
Before the season, Selvin Young set a goal for rushing yards in 2008. And before he met the media on Sunday, his head coach reminded him of his prediction. And Young still believes in that goal.
Okay, well, introducing Selvin Young. 6 foot, 215. Guaranteed. How many yards is that? Go ahead, Selvin.
I'm not the type of person that stay on one side of the fence my whole life and see what everybody else sees and try to accomplish the things that everybody else try to accomplish. I'm the guy that wants to get on the other side of the fence and accomplish the things that people never turn around and look and try to reach for. So, you know, if I can get on the other side of that fence and accomplish them goals, you know, it'll be a great feeling for me.
Young has gone from an undrafted rookie free agent to starting several games in 2007. But just because his position on the depth chart changed, his approach did not.
You know, mindset can never change. One thing you can't do is get complacent. You know, when your mindset changes from what got you there, you're going to start the decline is what I've been, you know, seeing just throughout the course of my life. So, you know, my biggest fear is to get complacent. And I just hope I would never leave the mind frame that I had coming in, an undrafted guy. Nobody picked me. Nobody thought I could play football. And I get a chance to stand here today believing in myself the same way I did when I first got here. So, you know, my mindset can never change.
The Broncos have a stable of backs with veterans Michael Pittman, Andre Hall, and rookies Anthony Aldridge and Ryan Terrain. Pittman says they are all pushing Young, but he's been impressed with what he's seen thus far.
Selvin, you know, he definitely impressed me. He has great vision, you know, for a guy that wasn't even drafted. You know, you'd think the guy been drafted, and, you know, he's strong, you know, for his weight. And he brings a lot of things to the table. He showed me he can run routes coming out of the backfield. So, you know, from what I've seen so far, I believe Selvin has the whole package. You know, I know it's only practice, but, you know, from what I've seen, you know, he's playing great. He's playing hard. And Andre, too. You know, Ryan, he picked it up today, Ryan Terrain. And, you know, myself, you know, we're all focused and we're all confident, you know, we could beat it. Number one guy right now, Seven, is slotted at the number one guy, of course, but we're pushing, pushing.
During the offseason, Young worked on his conditioning to increase his workload during games and says he hopes his hard work will pay off.
You know, I feel good, my legs and my recovery. You know, I feel like, you know, that speed is going to come, you know, more the way when your body can recover. You know, if by the time I take off and I'm going 40 yards and if your legs are dying, you know, you won't be as fast throughout the game. You know, your speed is going to decline. But, you know, I was working on a lot of speed and a lot of burning, you know, just to feel the burn with my legs and fight through it. And, you know, hopefully it's going to show in the fourth quarter.
Now let's kick it to Casey Byers for some highlights from day 3 of camp. Brandon Marshall and Champ Bailey engaged in a friendly competition during one-on-one drills today. Marshall got the best early, but Champ took Marshall's challenge and buckled down. Jay Cutler continues to show off his arm during camp and rifled this pass to Clifford Russell. Brandon Stokley shows off his hands going up to grab this pass from Cutler. The defense had a good morning practice. This interception by Roderick Rogers marked his second INT during 7-on-7. Boss Bailey shows off his speed, staying right with Daniel Graham to bring up this pass, and later, the defense would cause this fumble on Michael Pittman with Alvin McKinley scooping up the loose ball. And finally, maybe the play of the day, you just saw him featured earlier, Selvin Young with the juke on Jarvis Moss, so good we thought you might want to see it again. That's going to do it for day 3. We will see you tomorrow.